Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, March 4th, 2024. This morning I will talk about healing. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Almighty and loving Father, all praise and honor, power and dominion, truth and justice are yours, because you see beyond our horizons and have the power to love, heal, and protect in ways that we should emulate. Give us hearts like yours. Forgive our unwillingness to love, heal, and protect those around us. Give us eyes that see, ears that hear, and hands that heal. Thank you for the example of Jesus of Nazareth, whose willingness to break through the prejudices and limited vision of his time was followed by his actions. May we grow more like him with each passing day. In the power of your Holy Spirit, be with us, inspire us, and extend us that your church may grow to encompass all in need. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In 1 Samuel 28:7 we read, Then Saul said to his servants, Seek out for me a woman who is a medium, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servants said to him, Behold, there is a medium at Endor. The claim that God has on your life is a direct consequence of his transcendence that affects life and ministry in how we respond. Our perception of this transcendence follows from our experience of the numinous. Spiritual dreams and visions may not be everyday experiences, but their occurrences are not rare, and even when negative, they point beyond themselves to God. The key point in dealing with extraordinary events is not to become enamored with them or to write them off, but to use Scripture to interpret their meaning. An example of an extraordinary event and response arose during my hospital ministry when I was asked to visit with a bedridden 80-year-old woman. She was lonely, having been cut off from her family. After several visits, one day I learned why. The woman explained that she was frequently visited by her dead mother, who advised her not to trust her siblings, and she broke off all contact with them. Because she claimed to be a good Baptist, I told her that the Bible forbids speaking with the dead. Entering her world, I advised, If your mother comes to you again, ask her, What are you doing here? The dead are not supposed to visit the living. Remember what happened to King Saul. My witness upset the woman, who complained to the social worker. I was advised not to offer advice and simply to offer a comforting presence, the usual practice of chaplains. In going over this patient visit, I realized that three responses are typically given to this situation, depending on your worldview. First, for the materialist lacking any view of transcendence, this woman is hallucinating, a symptom of both Alzheimer's disease and psychosis, and should be referred for psychiatric evaluation. Second, for the Christian limited to small t transcendence, this woman is in pain and should not have her pain extended through advice. Just offer a comforting presence. Third, for the pastor open to large T transcendence, the woman's pain is less important than the cause of that pain. She was preyed upon by a malevolent spirit, dispensing hurtful advice while masquerading as her dead mother. For Jesus taught, No good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit, for each tree is known for its fruit. This is Luke 6:43-44. In this example, the attitude about transcendence is an attribute of your worldview that directly affects how you approach ministry. The above example is useful because it occurred in a hospital context. Jesus was the first medical missionary, and his first healing in the Gospel of Mark was an exorcism. If Jesus is the Son of God and he believes in demons, why do we laugh them off? Francis McNutt, who was a priest and is credited with starting the charismatic movement within the Catholic Church, spoke about four types of healing: repentance of sin, that is spiritual healing, emotional or relational healing, physical healing, and deliverance, that is healing from spiritual oppression. The transmission of ministry into healing can take many paths, but the most obvious one is through the relief of stress. Stress undermines the body's immune system, leaving one vulnerable to any opportunistic disease. Patients whose stress is relieved will likely experience better physical outcomes, real healing, although the healing is nonspecific relative to particular opportunistic diseases. It is common that someone who experienced trauma to develop physical ailments like cancer, an infection, or pneumonia the following year. In my own case, the year after our family was traumatized by a difficult work reorganization and a child born with a life-threatening birth defect, my wife was then diagnosed with breast cancer. Note that in our case, the cause of my wife's anxiety was external to a person. My job situation was not hers. My son's medical condition was not hers. The anxiety was transmitted through the family system to my wife. Resolution of that anxiety and healing would have needed to deal with the cause, which is not the usual scope for individual counseling. Pastors have a unique advantage in being able to minister to the entire family unit. The potential for healing right now is substantial. During my hospital ministry, I spent a lot of time in the emergency department and noted that about half of my patients were there for preventable reasons: drug treatment, obesity-related issues, attempted suicide, and so on. In relating this observation to the chief surgeon one day, he amended my observation. It is more like 3/4 of the patients. If most of these ailments are preventable, why haven't they been prevented? At least part of the answer is that the 4 types of healing articulated by McNutt simply are being neglected. Relievable stress is not relieved. Because preventable problems like declining life expectancy, declining fertility, and declining standards of living are a theme in our generation, the need to attend to healing, to look up and see, should be a priority in ministry. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.